is pointing to the fact that there is an assumption that the term of those who were elected in May 2019, that term has expired, and that the ex-consensus general is the sole leader of the party. Responding to that, it's because it was in the standard newspaper where the legal opinion was purportedly offered by the partners at the behest of the Salami. So the leadership of the party has also produced this opinion, and it is of the opinion that this cannot be far from a circus, actually, because such a reputable current cannot give that opinion. Because for anyone to assume that an organization engages the people with its more than 2 million who voted for the president, and with the more than a third of members of parliament, and controlling almost every urban setup in Zimbabwe, can that vanish or go under the bed for some person? But also, that same person is the person in the next of the CCC, appointed by the CCC executive or national council or standing committee, then cannot survive that same rule that became prescribed. But even though we have got our own mechanisms within the party, within the constitution, that will allow the party to continue, this party is an organization which is built under very poor foundations. As a party, we are aware that we must go for a Congress. It's a fact, according to the constitution, that we must go for a Congress. But meanwhile, you have got the president in place, you have the standing committee, local standing committee in place, you have got the local executive in place, you also have got the national council in place. And that leadership is firmly in control of the party. And that leadership understands why we are where we are today. Because as we are aware, we had the recalls that destabilized the party. We also had the president who resigned from the party. All those things made it completely difficult to concentrate on the issue of the Congress and also to keep in touch with the entire party, because when you go for a Congress, you start by restructuring your work before you go to district, to province, until you go to the national, which is the national Congress. So we are not under any illusion that there must be a Congress. No, that is the fact. We must go for a Congress and we must prepare for it. And there are several factors that we also have to consider. Even we have to consider for the budget. You have the budget of holding a Congress of a party as big as the people see, which is not a single cent in our coffers. It makes it a bit difficult. It's a challenge. But it's a challenge that if we had no such disturbances as that we had, we could have already held the Congress. So we are aware that we must go for the Congress. The money that comes from that fund, the political finances, must be used to run a political party, to enhance democracy. It's not a money that goes to any individual. If that happens, then it is corruption. It is also killing the public funds. The people are aware that political parties are given that fund on the basis of how many members of parliament they have got. So that money cannot be said is going to be given to Chavani, because they are given to an individual. It goes to a political party. And I fully also aware that acknowledge the fact that it is under people see. And the people see right now is headed by Professor Rochman, who was a vice president elected at Congress. We also have got Madam Kore, who is also vice president, who was also elected at Congress. We also have got Charlton Wende, who was also elected at Congress. We have got Moshe Dira, who is the organizer, who was elected at Congress. So the leadership is there. So when you talk about the money, let's not talk about the individuals, because the money must go to the party. Whatever the arrangement is going to be, it must be an arrangement where the people of Zimbabwe receive the funds to enhance democracy.